So it says, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifnechem Hayom Bracha Uklala. And behold, that today I place before you a bracha, right, and a klala, a blessing and a curse. I'm skipping a couple of psukim. Pasuk Chavtes. V'haya ki yaviyacha Hashem Elokecha Elo Oretz Asher tavar Shom Elu Rishto V'nasato Asa bracha al har guizim V'sa klala al har eval. Eval. And when Hashem brings you to the land that you're coming to inherit, you'll give the bracha on Har Grizim and the klala on Har Evel. We get to Parshas Kisavo, so that will be, you know, more elaborated upon. Halohema be'eva ha'yardein achrei derech mavu ha'shomesh be'eretz ha'knani ha'yoshev barava Mula Gilgal, Eitza Elone Morena. This is an absolutely just an unbelievable pasuk. Hallo Hema. Right? Hallo. Hallo Hema. It gives a Rashi says Hallo Hema is to give a simon, an indicative sign as to where you're going to be giving this bracha and klala. So, what does it tell us about it? It's going to be on Har Grizim. This will be the bracha will be given. Like we learn in Sota and how exactly it took place, and in Parshas Kisavos we'll see it takes place in the Chumash. That's a klala Har Eval and the curse upon Har Eval. But then now in Patek Lamed it tells us, it gives us a siman. Hallo Hema be'eva Yarden on the other side of the Jordan. Achrei, right, derech mevoa shamesh, right? They're the other side of the Jordan. How does Rashi explain the pasuk? Rashi says, achrei ha'avoras ha'yardein, harbe v'hala midirochok, v'zeh loshon achrei, kol mokum shenem achrei muflaku. So Rashi says, it is a distance from the Jordan, derech mevo hashemesh, okay, lahalan min hayardin letzad ma'arav. It's a distance from the crossing of the Jordan, right? And it is in which direction is it? Derech mevo hashemesh, right? That's the western side. Okay, now ostensibly, like, why do you need both of those pieces of information? It's really the same thing. No, Rashi says achrei havoras hayarden, after the crossing of the Jordan, right, a distance from there. So that means you're going west. You cross the Jordan from the eastern side of the Jordan. You crossing the Jordan means you're going west. Then it says derech mavo hashamesh, right? A distance from the Jordan, Litzad Marav, Mevo HaShamesh. Right. Mevo HaShamesh, Mevo HaShamesh, Bias HaShamesh, you remember from Yaakov Avinu, right? By Kivo HaShamesh, by Yolan Sham, right? By Yifka Mokum, by Yolan Sham, Kivo HaShamesh, Bias HaShamesh, the coming, as it were, of the sun means it's setting, as opposed to the song that we're familiar with, right? Which, well, maybe we're not familiar with, but it's okay, it's no loss to us, right? Where they say, here comes the sun, that they usually mean sunrise. But in Lashon HaKodesh, Bias HaShemesh means it's coming to its conclusion. It's fulfilled its task. It's fulfilled its task. It's actually a very telling point. Very telling point. Here comes the sun, right? It's coming for me, so I want it to shine, right? That's the lexicon of the world, right? That's the lexicon of the world. In our sprach, in our language, Bias HaShemesh is when the sun has fulfilled its job and comes to its conclusion. It has a responsibility. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting? Right, my no apologies to Paul McCartney. Yeah? Right, so what you, so that's that.
He didn't write that song.
He didn't write it?
That was Elton
John. Oh, Elton John wrote that?
Yeah.
Really? No, not that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that. Okay, we don't have to go into that. Let's not go into that. Okay, my apologies. Okay, for making a mistake if I did. But it isn't a telling point. The sun's coming for me, or the sun coming means it's done, it's responsibility, it's job, it's coming to conclusion. But anyway, it's west. So when you tell me the same thing twice, west. You cross the Jordan, you're going west. You have Mavosh, Derek Mavosh Emesh, in the direction of the setting of the sun, that's also west. Yep. Mulha Gilgal, right? Distant from the Gilgal. When they first came to Eretz Israel, so the Mishkan was set up in the Gilgal and remained there until they finished conquering and settling the land. For the next 14 years. Right? Eitzel Elone Moreh. Near Elone Moreh, that's near Shechem. Near Shechem. So it's given us here, right, an entire description of where this place is. So let's take a look. So on the daf here, it says, right, see that, say for Dvarim Perek Yud Beis, that's already the next Perek, right? Right, says the next, we actually continue on in the Pesukim that we have here. Lamed Aleph, Ki Atem Ovrim Es Yarden, for you are crossing the Jordan, Lavo L'Reshes Es Haaretz, to go, come and inherit the land, Asher Hashem Elokeichem. No, I said back up, Lamed Aleph, above, in Yud Aleph. It's the same Pesukim we're doing now from the Chumash. Just a little bit of what you call it, the next pasuk. Ketem ovrimas yarden, for you are crossing the Jordan, lavo l'reshes, to come to inherit as aretz, the land, asher Hashem elokeichem, that Hashem, right, what has given, nosein lachem, has given to you, rishtem osa, v'yishavtem ba, you shall inherit it, you should take it over, and you should settle it. Yerusha and Yeshiva, in other words, you'll take it over from the nations who inhabit it now, and you will settle it. Yerusha and Yeshiva. 7 years for each. Okay. Fine. Then Perek Yud Beis Pasakal says, Eila Chukim Lamishpatim Asher Tishmurun Lasos Ba'aretz. These are the Chukim Mishpatim that you should guard to do Lasos Ba'aretz. Asher Hashem Elokei Avosecha Asher Nostan Hashem Elokei Avosecha Lecha L'Rishta Kol Hayamim. Okay, so this is the land, right? These are the chukim and mishpatim. These are the statutes and the ordinances that you're going to guard to do in the land that Hashem Elokei Avosecha, that Hashem has given to you to inherit. Kol Hayamim, right? All the days Asher Atem Chayim Al Adama, that you shall live upon the face of the earth. Says the Sforno. So the question is over here, why all of a sudden here do they have to get the Bracha and Klal? Why not do it right where they are? Right now they're sitting on the other side of the Jordan. Moshe Rabbeinu is still alive. Let's do it now. Why would he cross over? After all, this part of the land is also going to be belong to whatever it's called, to Reuven and Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, right, etc. Right? And so let's do it right now. Let's do it right now. And why all the elaborate description? Just, you know, what we call it, everybody knows Rahar, Grizim, Har-Eval, if you don't know where they are, so all of this is not going to help. If I don't know this hill is called Grizim, this hill is called the Eval, it's not going to help me tell me it's over here in this direction from near Shechem, maybe the other places also. Says the Sforno, Haloheima be'Eval Yardim, B'tchilas bo'achem ba'aretz, when you first come into land, Tehila Farsem, to make public, B'tchilas knisaschem, when you first come in, shalotia yeshivaschem ba al ofen maspik. In other words, don't think that you can enter into Eretz Israel and plan to lead a mediocre life. Derech hamaspik, whatever, just enough. I want to just get by. Not too frum, not too not frum. Right? I just want to call it, you know, let life, you know, be just, I want to, you know, mosey down, you know, I want to flow gently, sweet after. Not more than that. Says the Sforno, no. When you first come into Eretz Yisrael, you know, you should know, you have two choices before you. Bracha or klala, blessing or curse. There are no aspirations here to mediocrity. I'll open maspik, I'll open mutzlach, I'll open mekulal. Either it'll be a successful, right, living in the land, or it'll be a catastrophic one. It'll be mutzlach, lashnat tzlacha, or mekulal, or curse, God forbid. No mediocrity. So the Sforno says that this is necessary to tell us as we enter into Eretz Yisrael to stamp upon us what has to be our intention as we come into Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be bracha or klala. No middle ground. Says the Sifse Kohen, right? He's like a Kila Talmud of the Arizal. He says, on why such an elaborate description? In other words, we just went through, you know, over the Yarden, right, Jehovah Shemesh, right, near Shechem, Elon Moreh, yeah, Be'er Takandi. What do we need all this for? So says the Sifse Kohen, you see it? Achrei Jehovah Shemesh. Lama nizkar kan Hashemesh. Lomar shahar ve'shluchim makom. Why are we talking about the sun? Tell us to the west, right? Marav, Yama. Why tell us why we connected to the sun? To teach us Shahar b'shluchim ha-mokom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many emissaries available to him. Shashemesh levada yesh lo bracha, shemesh tztaka umarpe b'chnafeha, v'omer hini Hashem, hini yom Hashem ba bo'er katanur. The shemesh, the sun, is indicative of how Hashem has available to him all sorts of emissaries. The sun alone can either be a warming sun, a pleasant sun, right? Or the sun could be like a blast furnace. Both of them, psukim, yet from Malachi, right? From the last Navi. This, for the tzaddikim, the sun can be a warm, healing sun. And for the Rishayim, it can be as like a blast furnace that turns everybody into burnt up straw. So that's what it tells us. Your entry into the land, it goes with the abilities, as it were, of the sun. You should know. Just like the Sforno said, you're going to enter either with intention of searching for bracha or searching, God forbid, for klala. There's not going to be mediocrity here. And Hashem has all the emissaries available. Derech Mavo Hashemesh. That's the first thing that the Sifse Kohen says. Oh, the next paragraph there in the Sifse Kohen. Od re'e anochi begematria kavona. Right? Anochi. Too cold? Too cold? Is it bothering you? You sure? Anochi is gematria kavana. Now there's an anochi that's 51, 71, 81. Kavana is 26, 76, 81. Anochi is kavana, is equal to kavana. Re'ei anochi nosin lifnechem hayom. Right? If you're searching, what he called, you have to come into the land with the intention, like just like the Sforno said, you're not aspiring to mediocrity, you're aspiring to excellence. That means you should strive for kavana. Not to do things mitzvahs anashim milumada, not to do things by rote. Anochi in gematria is equal to kavana. Right? Re'ei eich techav mechol mitzvah mitzvah. Think about to have kavana for every mitzvah. I mean, we know, right? We know that a person, we know we paskin mitzvah strichos kavana, that a person should have kavana to do the mitzvah. There's certain mitzvos that one should try, it is part of the chiyuv, right? In every mitzvah, the more you know about the mitzvah, the more you understand the mitzvah, the better the mitzvah is when it's fulfilled. But there's certain mitzvahs that are particularly sensitive to that. Tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, right? Where your thoughts, not just the intention to fulfill the mitzvah, but your thoughts about what the mitzvah is saying to you, doing to you, etc., what it's accomplishing, are also important in terms of fulfillment of the mitzvah. Tzitzis, to remind you of all the, what do you call it, of all the mitzvahs Hashem. Tefillin, yeah, to tell you, right, to tell you that, that you know, that you should have Hashem in your heart, in your mind, in your actions, right? The Shel Rosh, the Shel Yad, etc. V'zeu ha-bracha, that's the bracha, says the Sifsei Kohen. Asher tishmu el mitzvos, if you listen to the mitzvos, if you understand the mitzvos, if you apply your shmiah, your gathering together all of the data and record and putting it together into one unified concept, right? Your shmiah, tishmu el mitzvos, shetichavnu b'mitzvos. V'higam ken klola, it could also, God forbid, be a curse. How so? Shanochi ola af. Anochi is also equal to af, which is anger. Right, but all the flaring of the nostrils, right, is a simon of anger. So we call af in the Torah is used for what he called for to represent anger. Anger. So anochi can either mean, yeah, it means kavana, that's the derech you should choose. You want to ignore the anochi, you bring upon yourself, God forbid, af, anger. In other words, if you're going to ignore Hashem as the source of the mitzvah, you're not going to think about, record about having kavanah to fulfill his mitzvahs. Right? Let's just talk about a pasha pshat in mitzvah strichas kavanah, to have intention to fulfill Hashem's mitzvah. As opposed to, you know, I do this every day. I put on my shoes, right? I get dressed, and I go through the motions, like a horse with blinders on. Od anochi, or addition, anochi is gematria echad miyuchad. Hashem is one, right? A unique one. You know, there's a one and there is no other. Echad is one, but not just one. It means one and miyuchad, and a unique one. And his one is not like any other one. He's the only one. So that's also gematria anochi. Sheyizirim al yichud Hashem. To remember always, right, that Hashem is one. Einod malvado. Really, when you think about this, in anochi, what the Sifsei Kohen is telling us over here, is really the concepts of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim that we learned in Parshas Veschanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the concept of Hayayim Shemua Tishmu'u, like the Sas Emes explained to us, that we saw last week, that the proper conclusion, after you recognize that Hashem is one, is to search to follow His bidding in actions in this world, called mitzvos. That's Kabbalah's old mitzvos. That's the parsha of Hayayim Shemua. So we see it, right? Right? Anochi is echad miyuchad, says the Sifsei Kohen. A unique one. In other words, the only one. If, as it were, you draw the proper conclusions from that anochi, then you will do mitzvos with kavana. Anochi is gematria kavana, says the Sifsei Kohen. If, God forbid, you don't draw that conclusion, then like it says in Vahayim Shemov, Vavadetem Mehera, Mehala Aretz HaTova, right? You'll be destroyed. You'll be erased from the land. Because Anochi is also Gematria Af, anger. So far, what he called the Sifsei Kohen has explained to us with the significance of Anochi. He's also explained to us why it used the terminology Derech Mevo HaShamesh, in the path of the sun, because the sun is one of the emissaries of Hashem, and it has the capacity both to be warming, in a rewarding sense, or, God forbid, yeah, destroying in a negative sense. And he says it further, V'amar brachu klala, B'loshin Yachid. Why does it say bracha uklala? An individual bracha, an individual klala. It should say brachos and klalos. Many brachos, many klalos, not just one. Says the Sifsei Kohen, Losh Yachid Loma brachos uklalos, Loma should be bracha achas yavo kama brachos. Because from one bracha come many brachos. In other words, where does the bracha come from? The bracha comes from a healthy connection to Hashem. If one has that, then one connection to Hashem leads to another connection, and another connection, and another connection to Hashem. Because mitzvah goreres mitzvah. And if God forbid a person chooses to go down the primrose path of purgatory, yeah, so the avera goreres avera. That's why it's bracha and klala. And it's when you're at the crossroads, there you are, right? You're at the crossroads, two roads. Which one shall I take? You take one, bracha leads to bracha leads to more bracha, mitzvah leads to mitzvah goreres mitzvah. You take, choose one, the other one, God forbid, right? Then what do you call it? Then you've got, yeah, avera goreres avera. Avera goreres avera. Further. Okay, fine. So far, we only have one explanation as to why it says Derech Mavo HaShemesh. We don't have about the other elaboration. Let's see the Alshach for that. Right? We talked out basically what the footnote here in the Sifsei Kohen that had the Sfasemes. We talked that out already. The Alshach says. Hello, Tomar. You see it? Lama ze bachar Hashem tia kabbalas haTorah be'olav v'shua b'harim ha'im shebishar mekomus yemi b'shar mekomus Eretz Yisrael. Why, out of all of the places in Eretz Yisrael, were these two mountains chosen, right, to be the place where the bracha and the klala would be given, right? And also, one out on the other side of the Jordan, right? So go continue on in the bold. Yan ti elahem achrei. Right? What does it say? It says achrei. What's the pasuk say? Pasuk says, right? The truth is we have it up top here. Right? The and pasuk lamed. Piece of pasuk lamed. You see it? It says halohema be'eva yardin achrei. Achrei. So says the Alshech. He says, "Yan ki elahim achrei, klomar nichnasos toch gvul eretz haaretz muflug biyadin shvesvasa gvul v'derek mevo hashemesh who umas hamizrach shenichnasu bo." Right? Mora heyos nichnas harbi b'tchum eretz Yisrael v'hein eretz haknan yoshev barava lo be'eretz haknan yoshev bahar. He also him betchilas knisa, achshvarava him beemtsa. He wants to say that the record that we do it back over here because we want to make sure that you're in the body of Eretz Yisrael. The truth is that's very, yeah, you're in the side, the main part of Eretz Yisrael, not the Avar Yarding, because what might say the Avar Yarding, if you think about it, the Avar Yarding became part of Eretz Yisrael because of Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain's concern for their fiscal success, right? So we don't want to put the bracha there, the bracha and the kol there. We want to, when you go into the main body of Eretz Yisrael, V'gam himu ha-Gilgal. They're opposite the Gilgal, which is a holy place, the place where the Mishkan stood. Yeah, it's going to stand for the next 14 years. Kol mashish b'china acheres al yotam mu ha-mokam she-shores v'shina abar se-shon she-kibush v'chil it's Mishkan ha-Gilgal. So in other words, this is going to be, right, the place to give the bracha and the klal is back over here. Why? You've passed over the Yarden, so you're no longer in the land that became part of Eretz Yisrael because of people's financial concerns, right? Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, it became part of Eretz Yisrael to a lesser degree, yeah, as a result of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven being concerned for their future financial success. It's going to be Muha Gilgal. It's going to be opposite the Gilgal, so you're facing the Gilgal. The Gilgal is the place of the initial place of holiness, special holiness, or where the Shekhinah was when they entered into Israel. Continues the Al-Sheikh. Yeah. The Shema Tomer, you can't hear the Gilgal Atzmo. Right? Oh, so if that's true, then let's do the Brach and Kola on Gilgal itself. If that we want to do it a place, a very holy place. The Mishkan is going to be there for the next 14 years. Let's do the Brach and Kola there. Why put on our Grizim Har-Eval?
What's the place of Gilgal?
Gilgal is the place where eventually they set up the Mishkan, And it was there for the next 14 years while they conquered and divided up the land.
But that was on the other side of Jordan.
Right. It's on the side that they've crossed. It's on the western side. So it had some of the qualifications that they said already. It's in the main body of Eretz Israel. It's a place of unique holiness for the next 14 years, etc. So give it over there. Why in Hargreaves and Aravel? So the Chumash continues as the Alsa, because they're Omar, Eitel Eloneh Moreh. Who would he call it? It's near Eloneh Moreh. That's Shem. Ki, says the Alsa, Shem Nishba Shem Pam Rishon Avram Lasseh Slezi Yisrael Ha'aretz. This is the first place when Avram Avinu entered into the Eretz Yisrael. This was the first place that Kodesh Baruch Hu swore to Avram that he's going to give Eretz Yisrael to his children. No, by Eloneh Moreh, by Shem. By Shem. We'll take a look at a map in a second. What? Not far from there, but it's not the same place. Shenemar, Vayavor, Avram, Ba'oretz, Admakom Shem, Arelum Moreh, Vayomar, Hashem, Avram, Vizarachon, Asati. That is the place where Hashem told Avram that I'm going to give, you would call it, this land to your children. The Shema Tomar, and this is, he's explaining now why Stopkan Har Grizim Har Evil that are next to Shem. Shema Tomar Umabekach,
the
Ezeyachas
Yeshakab.
On Har Grizim Har Evil. And you say, well, who cares? Why does it have to be in a place, right? Why does it have to be in a place where we call it that you know, why do you have to give over the Torah with realizing that there's a curse or a blessing associated with it? Yeah, with an oath. They said, why does it have to be given near the place that Avram Avinu was first told by Hashem that this land is going to be given to his children? Al Yara Ruchachem, Shinasinus Arts Israel, Yushasam, Osahi Lechom, Piriadalis Vomituva. It's Dafka juxtaposed to both Gilgal, place of the dwelling place of the Shina, right? And to the place where Avraham Avinu was first promised that this land was going to be given to his children, so that you shouldn't think that the entry into Eretz Israel is just to enter into a beautiful land and enjoy it, to eat from its fruits, to enjoy it, to have a nice life, etc. Don't think that's the reason you're coming into Eretz Yisrael. It comes with it, right? It comes with it. It is a beautiful land. It is Eretz Zavach Chalav Udvash. But it's not that Hashem brought you over here, yeah, to relax, etc. As it would put your feet up in the water, in the hammock with your mint julep and stare out over the balcony of your condo, right? That's not why I gave it to you. So that's why it's a combination of all the Har Griz and Har Eval fulfills all of these requirements. It's inside the main body of Eretz Yisrael. It's the Derech Mavoh HaShamesh. In other words, you know you're entering into a bond with Hashem, where Hashem, if you can attach yourself to Him properly, the result will be that we call it that the Shemesh will be there as a source of reward. And if, God forbid, you choose the other way, the Shemesh will be there as a source of punishment, right? It is, on the other hand, facing Gilgal, the place where the Divine Spirit is going to rest for the next 14 years as you conquer and divide Eretz Israel. At the same time, it's close to the first place that Hashem told Avraham Avinu that this land is going to belong to your people. So you know that all these things are a package. That the giving of the land to the Jewish people, right? The announcement to Avraham Avinu was not an announcement of, guess what, they're going to have a great land to live in, yeah, and they can just relax and chill out, etc. This is going to be a land where it's going to be a land of where that promise is also going to be balanced with the fact that, remember, you're living together with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilgal, Divine Spirit. Well, the Gilgal is a place where the Shechina was, because the Mishkan was there for 14 years. Fine. Right. And what do you call it? Says the Alshech. Now, since the main entry into Eretz Yisrael is for the purpose of having the ideal place for Kiyum and Mitzvos, That's why it says in Pasuk Lamed Beis, yeah, or Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ki Atem Ovrim Es HaYarden Lavol Areshes Es HaAretz. You're crossing the Jordan to take over the land. Asher Hashem Hashem Elokech Unosin Lachem, right? That Hashem is give, what he called is giving to you. You'll inherit it, right? You'll take it over. You take it over from the previous occupants. You shaft them, you settle it. Ushmartim lasos is called achukim v'samishpatim asher nochino sein lifnechem hayom. And there, in this land, this will be the place for fulfillment. Shmartim lasos, you will guard to keep. Yeah, the chukim and the shpatim that Hashem has given to you, etc., 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 to fulfill upon this land. So that's the signpost of entering into Eretz Yisrael. That's what he called. That's what the Alshach teaches us. Fine. So now we know a little bit more about why all this description in terms of the entry into Eretz Yisrael. What?
Tissues.
Am I giving you a cold?
No, it's okay. It's perfect.
Yeah? Okay. So the, oh gosh. Hope that's not my fault.
Usually I just drop it on the floor, you know.
Okay, if somebody finds out everybody's identity one day, at any event, right? So,
okay. So where are we going now?
Okay. So now, so that's the entry to Yisrael. The next step is in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Hey. We talk about finding the Beis Hamikdash. So the description and the placement of where the blessing and the curse take place, that's the entry into Eretz Yisrael, the body of Eretz Yisrael, and now the search for the Beis HaMikdash. The search for the Beis HaMikdash.
That's in the
portion? Yeah. So it says in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Hey, Ki imal ha-mokom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shivteichem losum eshmo sham l'shichno sidrushu v'vas ha-shama.
It's not on the sheet.
It's on the second page. Right? Base plus a K. Kim alamokom. Right? But rather to the place that Hashem chooses. Because Shiftechem from amongst all of your tribes. Lasumishmo Sham. To place his name there. Lishichno Sidrishu. For his dwelling place. You should search Uvas Hashem and you will come there. Okay, so now we have to understand that.
Yeah.
So first of all, it tells us that there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to search for the place of the Beis HaMikdash. When David HaMelech fled from Shaul, the night that Shaul tried to have him killed, right, he sent soldiers, right, to kill David in his bed, right, and then they said David is sick, so he said he's going to bring it to him, he's going to get to him, he's going to kill him. So David fled. When David fled, he fled to, the Navi says he fled to Noyos Barama. So the Gemara asks, Noyos is one place, Nun Vav Yud. No, Nun Yud Vav Saf, Noyos. And Rama is a different place. What do you mean Noyos but Rama? Noyos and Rama. So says the Gemara, because he fled to where Shmuel, and he was in Rama, to discuss Noyos, the beauty of the world. In other words, the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Because there's a mitzvah, like the Ramban speaks out in this pasuk, L'shichno Sidrishu Vasa Shama, the dwelling place you need to search for. In other words, first you have to use your abilities within Torah Sheval Peh to understand, right? Torah Shevichsav. And what David did basically is he went through Sefer Yoshua, right? Because he knew that the place of the Beis HaMikdash would be the Kamtava Alisa. You're going to go up to a place, it's going to be the highest place, but not the highest place. Right? Can't be the highest place, because we know the Psukim say, yeah, Bein Seifab Shachin, right? Yibidamin, yeah? Yidid Hashem, Yishko Levet HaChalav, Chofi V'alav Kolayom, Uveg Seifab Shachin, the dwelling place of the Shechin is going to be by the shoulders, in the portion of Binyamin. So David figured out, looking all throughout Sefer Yoshua, where the border goes up, the border goes down, there's only one place the border goes up, and that doesn't say comes down, and that's in Shevet Binyamin. And, but it can't be also, later we understood as well, that it couldn't be in the highest place, because it says, Bein Kseifav Shechein, because Ruach is going to dwell by the shoulders, as it were, of the portion of Binyamin. That means a little bit lower down. That's the Makom HaMikdash. So after he searched for it with his toiling in Torah, then he qualified it with the Navi. That's the derech. The derech to find the Beis HaMikdash is to toil using the tools of Torah Shel Peh to understand Torah Shel Bechsav. Right? And then they qualify it with the Navi. Am I right? You're right. So David, the first thing he'd think of when he fled from Shaul, you'd think the first thing he should think of is how can he get a cheap ticket to Iceland, right, to get out of here before Shaul turns him into shish kebab. No, first thing he does, he runs to Shmuel, let's figure out where the Beis HaMikdash is. So he learns the sugya, and then in addition to learning the sugya, he requalifies it with the Navi. Says the Sfasemis, in this pasuk. Pasuk b'shichno did sidrushu, om l'chazal drosh api Navi, drosh v'tim tzvachach yom l'cha Navi. David Melech says, I gave no sleep to my eyes until I found the place, the dwelling place for Hashem. Right? What does it say in the pasuk? Look at it's such an interesting thing. I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe, right? Shapir Zechatag Levracha. He said that I think Rav Isaac Sher said, look at the difference between, right, between the Torah's description of where the bracha and the curse are going to take place, and the description of where the Beis HaMikdash is going to take place. Right? The bracha and the curse, it's an introduction to Eretz Yisrael. It gets you into the highway. Yeah. It's very elaborate, like we saw already. Over here, Jachmo Boshemesh, Achrai Arden, yeah, Nimul Gilgal, Eitze Elamon Areh, right? It gives you a whole 9 yards there. When it comes to the Beit HaMikdash, it doesn't tell you anything. It says, just the place that Hashem chooses. Search for it, you'll find it. So he said, because the Revised Share says, when you want to go into something, when you want to get into really into Ruchnias, no one can feed it to you. No one can spoon feed it to you. You have to do it by your own sweat. You have to do it through your own sweat. So that's what it's called. The Sasemis tells us over here. Right? Sasemis tells us over here. He says that the Koach Drisha, you have to use the Koach of Drisha, Bnei Yisrael, Ki Eretz Yisrael, based on Mikdash, Tluyim, second line there, at the end of the line, Sasemis, Tluyim, Ba'avodas Bnei Yisrael. The kedusha of Eretz Yisrael b'chlal and b'frat the Beis HaMikdash is dependent upon the toil of Bnei Yisrael. They have to search for it. You have to want it to make that next step. Of course, across the bottom of Avinu was from Lechacha, Asher Arekav Lo Gila Lo Miad Kvob Chay Fatus Mokma Mikdash Hayitzrichem Bnei Yisrael Lidrosh. Just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avinu, Lechacha. He didn't give him Google Maps and tell him where it was. He just told him, the land I will show you. So Avram is searching and searching. Is this it? You have to want it. The Kodok Siv Avot Tavdun Tabedun Linakos Eretz Yisrael Mikol Psoas. It says before you got to get rid of all the junk in Eretz Yisrael, all the bad stuff. Right? Then afterwards you dwell for the dwelling place. And so too, the Sfasemis concludes, right? That this is true within every individual also. You try and root out the junk that's inside of you, and then you have to make the plunge, afterwards the plunge, into the next, what we call the next sphere, into the understanding. Into coming closer. It's like the Sfasemis said, we discussed last week also, on Vayayim Shema, that we said, that just like the proper conclusion, right, the proper conclusion to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is Vayayim Shema. If you've heard that, you've understood that, you put that together, Tishma'u, you'll search to hear, to find Hashem's presence in everything that you do, and that's in Mitzvos, Ma'asim Tovim, Limud Torah, etc. Just like he said that over there. So too also, when a person anytime he reaches any sort of madrega, he can't sit on his haunches. He can't sit on his laurels. He's got to know that the next thing is to search further. Search further.
At the Har Gritzvah, the end of the Har Evil, they learn that
right, you gotta do it. So there, remember, like when Isaac, the Chavar taught us, there, they put the whole thing on the table. These are the rules, guys. It tells exactly where it is, what you're supposed to learn. So Hashem does that for us. But once we do that, if we want to find really the Iker Makom of Kedusha, we want to take the next step, it's not going to be a gift. You have to search for it. You have to struggle for it. Sometimes even Hashem even shuts down the lights, and you say, obviously he's not interested in me anymore. And no, it's not that. It's not that he's not interested in you. He wants to draw you out into bringing your best effort in order to be able to make that next leap. But Tzadok says on the Pasuk, Pesach Tvarecha Yair, he says sometimes when a person makes his first accomplishments in Yiddishkeit, in Avodas Hashem, so it's all so clear, it's like, wow, it's all so clear, wow, it's like you're standing, in the midday sun, on Mercury, it's like, whoa, it's all clear. And then all of a sudden it shuts down, and you think, oy vey, I never had it, or maybe I did have it and I lost it, or God's not interested in me anymore. He says, nonsense. What do you call it? In the beginning, you get the turbo thrust. And then, in order to make the next step, you've got to do it. You've got to make your effort. The shichno, sidrashu, you've got to search for the place of Hashem, uvas Hashem, then you'll come there. So we shouldn't think if the lights go out, that's it. Hashem is not interested in us, or we never had it, or we had it, we lost it, right? It was all fake. Nonsense. That's the derech. Hashem first presents us. Here it is. Har Grizim, Har Evel, Eitel Elonim Ored, Derech Mavo Hashemesh, Achrei Ayarden, Mula Gilgal, bang. It's all clear. You got it clear? Okay, now. Now what? You want to find the ultimate place of the Shekhinah? The Shekhinah Sidur Shuna. Like the Sfasema says, it's not only true in terms of the entry vis-a-vis the topography of Eretz Yisrael. This is true in our own soul makeup.
When you're searching for the Beis HaMikdash, we're also searching for this inner soul.
The Kli Yakar says that in Lech Lecha, right? He says Lech Lecha, Lamaisa. That Lech Lecha is first to Eretz Yisrael. Lech Lecha, yeah. Me'art Lecha, Mulant Lecha, Beis Avicha, Ela Aretz Hashareka, right? And then eventually, the next one is. Yeah, kachna es binchas yichidcha es asher ahavta es yitzchak v'lech lecha. Where's that? That's Tahara Moria, the Makom Mikdash. It's the time of the Akedah. Says the Kli Yakar. He says that's why it says lech lecha, lech lecha. If you want to find yourself, right? This quest for Hashem's kedusha in the world and in your life is eventually what leads to your discovering yourself. Lech lecha, says the Kli Yakar. Latz muscha, to yourself. So in any event, but now, one more nakuda. And that is this medrash that starts off the medrash rabbi in Dvarim. See the title, but what if? So far we've been on a very smooth plane. The entry into Eretz Yisrael, Har Grizim, Har Eval, what do you call Derkovu Hashemesh, all 9 yards. Next, the Sheikh of Sidur Shu, Vasa Shama, the next stage, searching for the Ikar Makom Kedusha. But what happens if you mess up? And then you get smacked up.
Yeah.
What happens then? Says the Medrash. Halacha, Adam Yisrael, right? Says the Medrash, this last paragraph here on page 2. Halacha, Adam Yisrael, Dvarim Rabba, Parsha Dal, Piska Aleph. When you come to the tochachos in Parshas Kisavo, for instance, or that, for that matter, also in Parshas Vichukosa in Vayikra, can you read it a number of people? Can you split it up? Remember the one special we call the very long the tochacha. Maybe we split it up to a few aliyas. Mutelo likros hatochachos bekrios harbe. Says the Medrash, Kach shanu chachamim. Chazal taught us. Ein matzikim beklolos. Don't stop in the middle of the klolos. Read the whole thing together. Ela echad kori es kulam. Limdunu Rabuseinu Lama im Afsika Miklaros Amar Abchia. Why shouldn't you stop? Amar Abchia Bagamda Lefi Shekosuv Musar Hashem Bni Al Timas Vatakutz Mitochachtol. The Musar of Hashem, the reproaching of Hashem, excoriation, verbal it might be, yeah, or sometimes physical, of Hashem, do not be repulsed by it. Vatakutz, and do not be repelled by his reproach, is Tochacha. Altar says that Tochacha's kutzin kutzin. Don't make it up into little pieces. It should be all in one. El Echad, Kores Kulan. The whole Tochacha, the whole Musar, the whole Klalos should be read at one, in one Aliyah. Before, don't finish the Medrash yet. Go down to Sfasemes. Sfasemes says underneath the Medrash, Musar Hashem Bini Al Timas, right? Because it says, "Bayadata im levavecha, ki kasher yaser ish es beno Hashem elokecha miyasrecha." This was recalled. This is in last week's parsha. You should know in your heart that just as Hashem, yeah, kasher yaser ish es beno, just like a father. Yeah, Musa's out his son. It's not because he wants to be vindictive with him. He wants to show him the right path.
Yeah.
So to Hashem, when he gives you your surim, it's not because he's being vindictive with you, not because he hates you. Just like your son is your own flesh and blood. You don't want to be vindictive or hateful towards him. But you want to direct him. He called his surim over him of an Israel. For all the surim that pass over the Jewish people, Hakol Tova. It's all for the good. It's all there to make us better off in the end. After the parens, midbar. Just like the difficulties, the struggles, the deprivations, yeah, the privations of the Jewish people when they travel through the midbar, are hachana le'eretz Yisrael, their entry to Eretz Yisrael. So to all the suffering of the golas, is all just the preparation to the re-entry, the permanent re-entry into Eretz Yisrael. Zeresh Omar, Anochi Nosin Lifnechem, Kigama Klolos, Him Bekoach HaTorah. Right? Anochi, like we said before, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Yisrael, that's Aseret HaDibros. And he Re'ei Anochi Nosin Lifnechem, Ayom Bracho Klola. Right? The same Anochi, the Torah, is the source of both the Bracha and the Klola. He got a klolos him b'koach haTorah shenikra tov v'him l'tova. V'alzeh ramzu b'sifrei. The Medrash says in the Sifrei, sheish derech shetchilas kotzim v'sofol mishor. The Sifrei says on the pasuk re'ei, behold, anochi nosein lifnechem ayom, I place before you today brachu klola. So the Medrash, the Sifrei says, what is it comparable to? To an elder person who's at a crossroads. And he's telling people, this path over here, this is smooth in the beginning, and it's all briars and brambles at the end. This one over here, this is briars and brambles in the beginning, and it's all smooth at the end. Right? If you're wise, you'll go down this path. The one with the briars and brambles in the beginning, that ends in a smooth path. Says the Sfasem, it's an unbelievable thing. He says, Ki bevadai, right? Habracho kulo mishor. Don't think that the choice is between doing Hashem's ratzon and not doing Hashem's ratzon. If you do Hashem's ratzon, in the beginning it's briars and brambles. It's not true. Mm-hmm. It's all smooth, from beginning to end. What the Medrash is talking about over here is, right? What about the mistakes in life? If you want to stay connected to Hashem, then when you do mistakes, then what you do is you struggle to come back. You struggle to come back. If you don't want to do Ratzon Hashem, then you do mistakes and leads to more mistakes and more mistakes and more mistakes, and it doesn't look like anybody's telling you anything because life is good, right? The stocks are successful, right? Everything, the bank account is full, right? Your hair is all black, right, etc. And everything's fine and dandy, right? There's plenty of movies to go to, plenty of entertainment available. So that's what the Medrash says, the Sfasemes. That's what the Medrash is talking about. It's not talking about if you choose the life of the Torah or you don't choose the life of the Torah. It's talking about when you've made an error. So what do? Continue down the primrose path to purgatory, or do I try and redress it? Right? Or do I want to go back? The person is doing the Ratz Hashem, all of life is a bracha. But people make mistakes. So we should record, ki lo yosif etzev, right? Birchat Hashem lo yosif etzev ima. When you're doing Ratz Hashem, that doesn't bring any sadness to doing the Ratz Hashem. But we make mistakes though. Rakafila klalos ain't sofa mishor. But the Medrash is telling us is that we make mistakes. And then Hashem patches us up. To one degree or another, we should know that being patched up is just brambles at the beginning that leads to a straight plateau at the end. When you're doing what's right, it's all plateau. But when you do something wrong, right, do something wrong, and now what's happening? What should I choose? Should I just say to heck with it and give up? Or should I know I want to come back? So sometimes it requires, as it were, yeah, a little bit of musar. Requires a little bit of redressing, really requires a little bit of tochacha, of reproach, to straighten us out.
You just said it's all good.
That's the thing. It, on the surface, it's what he calls briars and brambles. But where does that lead to? It leads to tov. Right? It's not pleasant to have the safe drop from the 20th floor, right? And turn you into cream tuna. That's not pleasant. Like, I feel a close thing so for me, sure. Kumasha Kosov. Ma'da'avdin min shemaya lekav, because everything that Hashem does ultimately is the good. For us. Right? It's all good, even the time he's doing it, just it's difficult to swallow, bitter pills to swallow. L'cheni ma'sikim v'klolos. Al tikru kotzin, shul afridan min koach ha'achdus, she'im musra Hashem b'koach ha'torah. Don't divide it up. Don't break up the klolos into little pieces. You know, maybe we'll handle a bit more here. It's all part of the same unit that's leading to tov. Right? It's all leading to tov. That's the healthy attitude to when we mess up, and we got to be, we get smacked up, right, as a result of that mess up. The last part of the Medrash, which we didn't read, focuses on the idea of why we don't divide up the klolos into many aliyahs. Says the Medrash, Hashem says, my children are suffering. Why should they're suffering from the klolos? Why should I get more brachos? If you divide it up into different aliyahs, there's a bracha beginning, bracha end, bracha beginning, bracha end, bracha beginning, bracha end. If you have it only one aliyah, there's only one bracha, the beginning and the end, right, etc. Not to divide it up. Why should I get more brachas if my children are suffering? That's also part of re'ei anochi, imo anochi betzara. So the whole parsha here described on the one hand, if we go back just to recapitulate just for a scooch, right, it brings us back to the entry into Eretz Yisrael. To understand how we should enter into Eretz Yisrael with our brachos and klolos, yeah, our gris and our evil, right? And there Hashem all lays it out for us, like the Sifsei Kohen explained to us, like the Aushach explained to us, and for the reason, also the overriding reason that Yitzhak Sher, recalled, said as I heard from Rabbi Rosh Shapiro Zechatayk Levracha, right? That in the beginning, right, to know exactly where to go, so Hashem lays it out for you. But then afterwards, right, you want to go into connection, you got to struggle yourself. You got to struggle yourself. And then finally, the thing that we discussed was, and what if you mess up? So we got to know that even in the world of messing up, right, the difficulties that happen along the way, they're all tov. He loves us, right? He loves us. L'hefech, when we suffer, He suffers along with us. Right, we always have to keep in mind that all of this eventually is all part of the same Torah. The Torah is the source of our success, and the Torah is the source of our privation when it's necessary, yeah, to redress some errors that we might have committed. Right, Chalil. Right, so mit Hashem, we should be zochah to the Shichna Zichru Vat Hashem. We should see, right, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Amen.